Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Shannon O'Brien's here. Shannon is the founder and the CEO of Whole U. That's the letter U, whole letter U, dot I-N-F-O, for the website. Shannon, thanks again for being here. We're talking about women in the marketplace, how to lay the groundwork to promote your whatever your career goals are in business or in as an employee. Shannon, where do we go from here?
Well, I think that's just it, is that women need to know what their goals are, and they might be different. I think that some people want to start their own business, some people want to rise to be a CEO, and some people want to punch in and punch out. So it's really important for people to know themselves and what they want, and therefore, after you know that, then you can strategize on how to get there. But not everyone wants the same thing, so that's where we go from here: is finding out what each individual wants and needs in their life.
Do women still believe that when they go into any endeavor, that they've got to work twice as hard as men?
I can't speak for all women.
Do you think that's the case in general out there still?
I think women want to work hard. I think they want to do their best, and I don't know if people are, if women these days, and let's talk about young millennial women coming up as well, whether they think that they need to work twice as hard. They just want to work.
But you know that's been the case. That women have said that over the decades, that they've had to.
I do know that. Yes. Yeah, especially.
So you think that playing field is leveling?
I do, don't you? I think so.
I do think so. I will tell you this though. I think it's time for women to claim that.
Right.
I think it's time for women to take my meaning when I say claim it. Own it, make it look good. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, no, to own it, to claim it, to
believe in yourself.
Right. Yeah. And we were talking a bit on the break about confidence, the importance of confidence for women. And I think that confidence comes from, your achievements. It comes from how other people treat you sometimes. Like, where do you get your confidence? The confidence has to come from within. So people need to feel good about themselves. So it takes people... People get their confidence from different sources, from different things. So being aware of that as well is important.
Right. No, exactly. I like what you just said, because if you believe in yourself, you don't have to have someone else. You don't need a new outfit to be confident. You can be confident in what you're capable of. Find confidence.
Yeah.
Find confidence in your ability and believe in that.
Exactly. And I'll give you an example. When I left my day job, I was working at MIT in Boston, and I started my own business in 2012. And of course, I didn't have the confidence, because I had never started my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't really gone out on my own and done that. But slowly but surely, I was using, as you say, like my skills, my strengths, and then I got validation from the outside, but I also got validation from the inside. Wow, I'm really good at this. I can help people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got ranked number one on Yelp, and I got, different reviews and people referring me. So that validated it from the outside. But, of course, I had to believe in myself first. So it's kind of they kind of happen simultaneously. You believe in yourself, and then you get external validation and on and on.
That is, to me, believing in yourself, whether you're an employee or a business owner, but especially a business owner, Shannon, and I know you found this yourself in the last 6 years. There probably were times, if you didn't believe in yourself, you probably wouldn't have made it.
Of course not. Yeah, you want to, there's a lot of self-doubt that creeps in, and I'm not good enough, and all of these voices. Back to what I was saying earlier.
That's male and female. We both have that, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep, men and women, like this self-doubt, this internal devil or whatever you want to call it, tries to sabotage us, you know, but just keeping, I think this is an important point, is having a mission, having like something bigger than yourself to live for. That will make you confident. I'm not doing this just for me. I'm doing this for other people. I'm doing this for something bigger than just little old me.
I want to look back after having expended all this effort and feel like that I left something behind that was greater than me, than just me being there making a living.
Exactly, leave the world a better place than you found it.
I agree with that. I like that. I think you're exactly right, and that's the great thing about, you know, if you're an employee, you can think of your customer, you think of your company that way. If you're a business owner, you can think of your customers, how you help your customers and your employees that way. Those are things that can be bigger, more important than you, bigger than you, right?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I think maybe that's part of the problem is employees feel disconnected from the end user. So therefore, they're just like navel-gazing, looking at their belly button all day, being like, what? Like my world, you know, what am I? I don't feel confident about myself, et cetera. But I think when you're an entrepreneur, you're so connected to the end user. It's you. It's not happening if you don't do it. So,
And when employees feel that way, if employees feel that way, then that's the manager's fault. That's the executive's fault. They have to solve that problem. Hey, Shannon, will you come back?
What's that?
Will you come back again another day?
I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Wholeyou.info, ladies and gentlemen, is her website. Shannon O'Brien. We'll get her back again another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back. So I don't have to
dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.